I'm going to speak louder, longer than anybody else has spoken tonight. But that's just the way it goes. That's Jim Valvano, 1993 ESPYs speech. It's a famous speech. You should, every day you should learn to, you should learn to laugh, you should learn to cry, and you should learn to think. You got to be, spend some time in thought. That's one of my favorite speeches. And the reason I bring up that quote today is that this is a solo show. A little bit intimidating for, this is Connor Gaudette, obviously coming to you live from the Talk the Hawk radio show. And it is a solo show. It's going to be a lot of my voice and my voice only, but that's okay. We might bring producer Amelia in at the end to do a little bit of a game, where we test my wit, test my smarts. But other than that, we're going to start off. We had the Battle of Waterloo take place for the women's hockey team. That was, of course, at, is it the AUD or is it the AUD? I'm not really sure. An amazing rink. So I went there last year for a Kitchener Rangers game, and just an all-time barn. Like, when we talk about hockey rinks, the hockey rink, if I go to a hockey rink and it's new, it's fancy, it's like, okay, like, I get it. You guys spend a lot of money. We're Canadians. We overindulge in things that we like. But if you go to a barn that's, it's old, it's vertical. We talk about how vertical the seats are. They go straight up in the air, just like at the Bell Center in Montreal, I believe. It's pretty cool. So anyway, that went on. Laurier lost a close one. I believe it was a 3-2 loss in overtime. Goals were scored by Chloe Davidson and Olivia McMillan. They both scored. And then Haley Szymanowski, I always battle with that name. She had both assists on both goals, so good for her. Attendance seemed to be okay. I know they did a bit of a package deal when it came to buying your game ticket for students. It was $15, and then you got transportation to the... Why is it called AUD if it's Kitchener Memorial Auditorium? That is confusing.
Because auditorium.
Oh, gosh. What a tough way to start the show. I thought that was a... Yeah, you know what? I thought I stumbled upon something. You get a limited edition t-shirt. So for everyone who got a t-shirt, make sure you wrap that around campus. And then also a voucher for a free large pizza courtesy of Domino's. Now, I got a few of those at the basketball games performing the halftime show because I'm such an entertainer. I was gifted a nice Domino's voucher, and I was sure to use that on a large Canadian. Of course, that's the triple meat pizza, and it was delicious. So it was good to see. One thing I did want to address was hockey. I'm a basketball guy, right? But I am also Canadian. I grew up playing hockey when I was a kid. The revised overtime rules is something just to marvel at. Now, when I came up here, I think I got back up here second semester on January 6th or 7th, something like that. And I went over to watch my friend play. It was Queens versus Waterloo in Waterloo's rink, which, by the way, we're talking about barns. This place is a dome of wood. It's like amazing. It's like you're in a soccer dome, but it just screams hockey. Anyway, so it's the women's game, right? They get to, they were down 2-0. Queens was after the first period. They tied it up and then eventually went to overtime. There is so much space out on the ice. It's uncanny. Like, it's such a difference from the regular 5-on-5 game that it's almost like shocking. So many of these like highly skilled skaters have so much ice. We saw Mitch Marner, of course, score the game winning goal the other night in overtime, and it was just like, it's so good for someone of his size to be able to free up some space and just use his skills. So that's something very interesting, especially we see it trickle down into the minor hockey game as well. And it was Kira Riet who scored that overtime winner. That was her sixth goal of the season for the Warriors. But overall, a great effort. It was good to see both communities come together, both fan bases meet at the AUD, which obviously stands for auditorium. So that was pretty special to see. Shifting over to the men's side, we had the school day game, which is, I've been lucky enough to take part in something like that in my hometown of Kingston, Ontario, where you kind of all go to the cool rink. You see a couple of good hockey teams play. Unfortunately, the weather just snowing that one out, which was pretty disappointing to see. We were supposed to get a lot of kids from all around the KW area coming to watch a hockey game. So that was canceled. I believe it's going to be rescheduled for either Monday or Tuesday between 2 and 7. But unfortunately, all those kids aren't going to be able to experience the game against the Western Mustangs. I'm seeing now it's at 3 p.m., the Waterloo Men's Ice Hockey versus Western Mustangs. But of course, that would be Laurier taking on Western Mustangs. Regardless, it's going to be a good game. Both teams are very competitive. Laurier obviously fighting that 500 record. I believe they're sitting around 500. But they're in every game they play. Goaltending has been certainly up and down. They have games where they look really, really strong, and then other games where they let in a couple soft goals, and it's just a little bit frustrating for the coach of the squad just because they are so close to winning so many different games, and if you can't get it done, that can get really frustrating in hockey because it is a sport where you can not have your best stuff and still win games, and you can have your best stuff and also lose games just because the way the puck bounces. Shifting over to Laurier basketball, we have a huge matchup tonight. We have the McMaster Marauders taking on the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. That is in Hamilton. Unfortunately, I was looking forward to possibly attending, maybe even calling the game play-by-play style. But they're going to take on McMaster. McMaster not as strong as they have been in past years. I believe they're sitting at 5-11, something of that nature. And Laurier has a pretty strong record. They obviously came off that convincing win against York. Justin Malnarich, I believe, put up 21 points. And then Tay Donald had 19 or 20 to add to that as well. One thing I take away from these wins and these matchups we've been in is that we can literally beat every team in the OUA. And I am not just gaslighting. I don't even know if that term is correct. First of all, gaslighting, I'm getting a nod that it is. But I am gassing up our team because we almost beat Queens. Okay. We had that emotional victory against Ottawa, who is basically rolling everybody in the OUA right now. And Carleton, like just in the fourth quarter, a couple things just didn't quite go our way, and we could have beat them. And then other games we have TMU. We lost in overtime a couple days ago, or about a week ago. And I want to say something, okay? I am not an individual who gets particularly. I do not have a quick temper, okay? I'm a very patient person. I'm confident many of you know that about me, but the reality is that I got upset against the TMU Bold. It was frustrating, and it had nothing to do with the basketball game. There was a player on TMU, I believe, should I keep his name out? I'm going to keep his name out of my mouth just because I don't want this coming back, but I'm going to bring up the story anyway. This player had, let's say, a gallery watching him, and he had a dad, and the dad was rather annoying. He was shouting from the stands, and the reality is that as a fan, the refs aren't going to change your call just because you're hooting and hollering at them, okay? Like, let's be real. Let's just watch the game. Let's sit back. I know it's emotional. Your son's playing in an OUA basketball game. You're super proud. But let's just take a step back and realize that yelling at the refs is not the solution to your son missing a layup that he probably should have made. And you know what? He did make enough layups to win that game because obviously Laurier let it slip. We had a couple looks at the very end, a little bit of questionable calls coming out of the timeouts, just maybe not the right looks for Coach Justin Serez, but regardless, we move forward. We're playing the McMaster tonight. It's a crucial game. One of these games that if you want to be a playoff contender, somebody who's contending for an OUA championship, you really have to not only win these games, but win them convincingly. And that's something Laurier has a chance to do tonight. So that's important. Moving on to women's basketball, a very heartwarming story. I was privileged enough to be on the call of the women's game when they played against TMU. I believe it was last Saturday, and they played at 1 p.m. And I'll tell you what, these girls played a very, very tidy game of basketball. It might have been the Saturday before, but regardless, they won. They got some momentum, and it was great to see. Miranda Campbell, Cassidy Hurdle, Maddie White had a great game. Britton Graves played well. And it was good to see all these girls coming together and just playing some solid basketball and beating a pretty strong team. There was another thing. I believe TMU had a girl that was 6'5", which is just a spectacle to see. I'm lucky enough to be, I was 5 feet tall in grade 9, and now I'm lucky enough to be 6'1". So I'm super thankful for my height. I could only imagine the asset it would be to be in the OUA women's circuit and be 6'5". Regardless, talking a little bit more about me now, because that's one of my favorite things to talk about. I've been color commentating more and more basketball games. It's been a little bit of a personal journey for me. I feel like I'm improving, which is good to see, because it's one of those things that it was pretty daunting initially doing it. You get on the mic, you got these parents listening. That's one of the biggest things too, is like when I get on this show, I know I'm just going to get a lot of love. Laurier fans are going to listen to the show. They're going to, "Oh, Connor, you're way to recap the battle at the Odd, which stands for auditorium." Well, like, great job. But the thing is, when you're color commentating a basketball game, it's tricky, because many of the Laurier parents are coming in person to watch, because many times players are going to live close to campus and then they just commute and they watch the game. However, when you're color commenting a game, a lot of the away fans are watching. You might get a few more criticisms, and you're saying, "Well, do I want to call the game correctly, or do I want to attend to these parents who are particularly critical?" And fair enough. I mean, if my son or daughter were playing, and this is some loudmouth like me is talking about how they can't use their left hand or go to the left side of the hoop, I might get a little bit frustrated. But regardless, it's been a fun journey to learn and kind of learn the little intricacies of how to get better and how to get sharper with your play call. And hopefully going forward, I might be doing a little bit more play-by-play. So that could be something to look forward to as well. But women's basketball, they're obviously playing McMaster tonight. Sarah Gates is a walking bucket. She's a player on the McMaster Marauders women's team. And this girl has put up, I believe she's had a 50-point game, two 30-plus. And when I say 30-plus, we're talking like 38 points a game, which is unheard of in the women's game. And then she's just averaging 25 points a game. So that'll be interesting to see. That game starts in about a high school class, which is 75 minutes. A bit of a weird unit of measure there by me. But we're starting soon. So hop on OUA TV, make an account, or if you already have an account, log in. And then yes, Radio Laurier is partnered with OUA TV. But I'm not sure if we're on that call tonight, because it is an away game, like I mentioned. But it will be streaming. So make sure you tune into that game. I will be watching after I attend Open Gym tonight, because Open Gym from 6 to 9, I saw on Laurier Rec. I'm not going to pass that up. But anyway, yes, two basketball teams in action tonight. Should be quite the scene. Moving on to a little bit more of a sensitive topic. Last Sunday night, how do I put this? I watched my Dallas Cowboys suffer tremendously, defeat for the second year in a row in the playoffs. The entire regular season in the NFL, I kept on just dogging my Cowboys. I was like, "Oh, we don't have a chance at anything. We're a pathetic organization. Our record isn't as good as, or is too good for how good we actually are as a team." And then right when we're about to play San Francisco, my hopes just go. Boop. They perk right up. I'm thinking, wait a second. Can we do this right now? Can Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and Pollard pull this together? CD Lamb, can they do this? Can they figure this out and maybe pull off? Again, folks, I don't want to say an upset, but it would 100% be an upset because the Dallas Cowboys were not as strong as the record was indicating. Same with the Philadelphia Eagles and Eagles fans out there. Like, you guys are in for a tough one because I do not think that you... I don't think your record supports where you are in the playoff position. But who am I to say? I'm just one guy talking. So... The Cowboys devastated. It was devastating. I was watching with a couple friends, and they were just enjoying my misery. It was actually pretty pathetic. But I guess there's always next year when we're talking about this sports. When we're talking about sports, there's always next year. And folks, now I want to move on to something a little bit differently. We'll touch on some more Laurier sports throughout the show. But I want to move on to a buy and sell segment. Now, the buy and sell segment is, what do you see that you like? What do you see that you're, what might you sell that you're not so into? And we're kind of going to go through, I got about five things listed down here. We're just going to fire through them. It's a great Friday afternoon, and I'm getting some questionable looks, but this is a great segment idea, okay? So first, buying. What am I buying in the metaverse right now, in the universe that I want to hold on to and keep some stock in? Okay. ChatGPT. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of this before. It is ridiculous. Okay. ChatGPT is essentially an online search engine powered by artificial intelligence. Now, I am a business student. I don't know anything about artificial intelligence. I'm not in computer science. I just know a good product when I see it. Now, to avoid academic integrity violations, I'm going to say that my friend had a homework assignment due not too long ago, and he found himself on ChatGPT. He was doing some advanced statistics work, and he was a little bit confused. All he did was copy and paste the entire question. Complicated question that does not exist on Google, right? And ChatGPT, it's a little, you just a little search bar, a little search engine, just like, kind of like Google. And it's very formulaic. So it just spits out the exact answer that my friend needed. And he got every single question right on the homework. It's absolutely fascinating. And that's something, it's something that, in my opinion, might destroy high schools. Like, this could be a problem. Like, the only limitation of ChatGPT is human ability to ask it the proper questions so you get the right answers, because it's artificial intelligence, folks. Anyway, moving on, because that is something that is out of my realm of academia. Sounds like macadamian, which is my favorite type of cookie. Buy or sell segment. We're now going to move on to a sell, something that I am sick of. I don't want to deal with it anymore, and I'm just overall tired of it. I walked over to Sobeys. You're familiar, the grocery store Sobeys, right beside Walmart, and I purchased myself a basket of goods, as my great economist Ken Jackson would say. And this bill was absolutely astronomically high. As my good lady Dorothy, her name was Dorothy, I said, "Hi Dorothy, how are you?" Dorothy starts scanning all my items, and I'm watching this ticker skyrocket. And I'm talking about just increase at levels that I couldn't fathom. I was simply uncomfortable with. And then for a split second, I was, "Oh, I need some gum, freshen my breath." I looked over at the gum. $6 for a little tin of gum. I said, "Inflation has gone through the roof, and I am selling inflation. It's something I do not want to deal with anymore. I'm so sick of all these high prices. I'm a university student. I'm not rolling in the cash here. Like, I am living on a budget. And you know what, Sobeys, you're making it hard for me. The Canadian government, you're making it hard for me to to survive out here. So I'm selling inflation. I'm sick of it. And we're now moving on. Another thing that I want to buy, another thing I've really gotten into the last week or so. I think, especially on Radio Laurier, we're all fans of music. It's a very music can do a lot of things. It can make you happy, sad, excited. When you're going out to party, it can get you amped, or it can really get you in your feels. A music genre that I want to buy is acoustic covers. They're fire. So I looked up, I found an acoustic song, Be All Right, Dean Lewis, I think. Anyway, it's about a girl breaking up with him. Not really my thing, but the acoustic cover of this song is amazing. And then not to mention, I look up on my Spotify. Shortly after that, I hear that great song, Acoustic Covers. And this is a bit of a generic song, but Mr. Brightside by The Killers, they had an acoustic version of that. I said, how on earth can you have an acoustic version of Mr. Brightside? Sure enough, it was very enjoyable to listen to. I absolutely love acoustic covers, so I hope Spotify, if you're listening, my phone's probably listening to me right now, starts coming out with some recommendations for me. I need some Taylor Swift. I need some Ed Sheeran acoustic. A Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran. Another song, a little throwback of a song, 2015 release date, I think. Just a great acoustic cover. So we're done three. I'm hoping everyone's starting to get a lay of the land of this segment, because it is just a very special thing. So the next thing I'm going to sell, we're kind of going buy, sell. So the next thing I'm going to sell is waiting in line. Now, I was inspired to sell this just gross action. I was down in the Kitchener area last Friday night, attending, I believe, what some people might refer to as a Texan city, if you will. And I got there, place open at 9. I was going to get there, go in, have a good time with some friends, and head home for the night. I get there. This line is wrapped around the corner. It is negative 10 outside with wind chill. Let's not even talk about wind chill for a second. That thing was biting me, and I had a coat on, but I wasn't particularly warm. I didn't have a toque. I waited in this line for 2 hours. Never again will I even think about giving up. Life is too short to be waiting in line for 2 hours. You see videos on Boxing Day of people at Best Buy. Is technology really worth that much to you that you're going to wait in line for 2 hours, 3 hours? However, I do have a little bit of a rebuttal to this trade transaction. Is the only place where I would wait in line is if I traveled to New York State on Long Island and waited in line for a tee time at Bethpage Black Golf Course, because that is a bucket list. That you're almost proud to wait in line. I wasn't proud to wait in line at just some random establishment probably owned by a greasy businessman. I don't know. I'm not making any judgments on the guy, but I was not willing. I'm not willing to do that again, and you will not catch me in that line ever again. So I am selling waiting in lines. It's unacceptable. I now want to walk into every single place I go out from now on till the end of the year. I just expect to walk into, and I will not tolerate any line waiting. And it's also a thing where, is the payoff, is it worth it? And in this case, it was not worth it. My toes were freezing, and I get into this place, and it's like okay, like we're having like a decent time, but then it's time to go home, and you're like, did I just wait in line for 2 hours? Anyway, finally, last little deal here of our buy and sell segment. I got buying Rory McIlroy. Obviously, top five golfer in the world. He was on the range at a DP World Tour event. Now, I know a lot of you don't care about golf, but it's something I'm passionate about. And this segment's for me. It's not for you. So just listen along. So we have Rory McIlroy's on the range at a DP World Tour event. And Patrick Reed is essentially the psycho of professional golf. Just sued like the entire PGA Tour and all the golfers on it. And hit Rory McIlroy with a subpoena on Christmas Eve. So Patrick Reed delusionally walks over to Rory McIlroy and tries to shake his hand, and then Rory tells him to go take a hike, and then Patrick Reed throws a tee at Rory McIlroy, and all Rory does, backs it up to the media. He's like, this guy subpoenaed me on Christmas Eve. Why am I going to give him the time of day? Good for you, Rory. That's an amazing attitude, because Patrick Reed has a bit of a bad reputation in professional golf, and we don't want to... We're on Team Rory. I believe all of Laurier really is invested in this confrontation and our pro Rory. So that's great to see. Finally, something, a little bit of advertising I'd like to do. Laurier Athletics are running a blood drive. So anyone listening to this show, if you're in the Waterloo area, and I say Laurier Athletics, but it's really kind of myself and the Golden Hawk Council. It's true, Amelia. It is myself running the blood drive. The Golden Hawk Council is a group of athletes in the varsity programs that give their time, like volunteer with different good causes in that nature. And one of the things we are doing is a blood drive. So if you do want to donate blood, it's not too far away from campus. Canadian Blood Services will cover transportation costs, so they can call a taxi for you and taxi take you over. You donate some blood, you feel good about yourself, you help someone in need, and then they'll take you home too. Transportation is covered. So if you would like to donate, you can contact my email. So that is gaud9820@mylaurier.ca. So for everyone listening to this, just send me a quick email. And then we can arrange a time to register you to donate some blood. And then it's going to be a fun day. So it's on February 14th. It's going from 2 to 7 p.m. And it's going to be a fun day. We're going to take lots of pictures. And there is a prize pack to give out for any athletes or any students that donate. You're eligible to win a prize pack. So that's pretty fun as well. Courtney Bruce is putting that together. So you can expect some pretty good things to be in that pack. I now like to move on to a segment. This is our top five segment. Now, it's a new segment we're introducing. It being a solo show and all, there's only a certain amount of things I can really banter back and forth with in terms of sport. I'm not Colin Cowherd. I'm not Ryan Russillo. I don't have that ability. I don't have that depth of knowledge. But I do have my top five minor inconveniences that drive me crazy. And I think this is a pretty good list. I think you guys are going to like this list. I don't expect much backlash on our social media pages. Nobody kind of sending in any... I expect this to be well-received is what I'm trying to say. So number five for minor inconveniences. And honestly, this one isn't that minor. It's a bit of a major inconvenience, but that is taxes. When I hear I have to do my tax, I'm like, what? I need a T what? And then I have to get all this. I have to claim my tuition, I don't know how to claim. What do I just walk into the bank and start claiming something? Is that what I do? So getting together, and then you got to send it to somebody who does your taxes. You're like, what is that wizardry? How do they do that? That makes no sense to me. So that is something, hopefully, going into accounting this summer, I got a little co-op job, so we're feeling good. Hopefully I can learn a couple things, and maybe this will be erased from my list by this time next year. That is the hope. Number four is laundry. Laundry, it feels great when you finish laundry, but when you're doing it, it is a drag. And I know a lot of students in this area live in apartment buildings, and they have to take all their stuff down to the laundry room. Oh, you forgot your detergent in your room. I got to go back up and get my detergent. And then what happened today with me, I'm doing some laundry. I put in the load. I put my timer on my phone. I'm going to come back in 43 minutes. My laundry's going to be done. I get back down there. What does the laundry thing say? It says 9 more minutes. Well, how does that make sense? I put 43-minute timer. It's at 43 minutes on the laundry machine, and now I got to wait another 9 minutes. So I just went and sat down and twiddled my thumbs for 9 minutes until it was finally done. So that was a bit of a drag. So laundry, capturing that number four spot on the top five minor inconveniences, even, and I say minor inconveniences, but that is That is a bit of a drag too. When you got no clothes to wear and you're like, I got a bunch of schoolwork to do, but we're going to crank out some laundry now. Number three, and I experienced this morning, your alarm clock going off. Is that not the worst? Just the worst feeling when you're, it's winter time, it's cool outside, you're under your covers, it's completely warm. And then you got, what do you got going off? You got an absolute nightmare of an alarm to just respond to it. And it needs immediate attendance. That sound makes me sick. That sound reminds me of everything it reminds me of everything productive in my life, but it also reminds me of all the worst times of having to wake up when you're super comfortable. So the alarm clock is something that's definitely a minor inconvenience. And number two, I got a quick story to share. So in the summer, my computer was stolen. My computer was hacked by a very experienced technological person. I was getting logins from all over the United States, and it was just a gong show. And one of the things I had to do when I eventually got my computer back was change every single password I had to anything, any account I ever made. And passwords are one of these things, and if especially I know it when I'm logging in on my Zoom account, you type in your password, it's incorrect. Okay, I forgot password. I've probably done this probably 3,000 times in the span of 2 years at Laurier. And it's just the biggest inconvenience. It's like, there's got to be, eventually, we're going to be at a point with technology that passwords have to be improved upon. And I might sound like a complainer right now, but it's just not what it is. The number one minor inconvenience I have on my list here is, I'm going to say it and you guys are going to instantly think of something, but I'm talking about something different. The cereal milk dilemma. You guys are instantly thinking about people talking about pouring the milk in first and then pouring the cereal in. Only psychos do that. And like, I'm sick of the conversation. Like, it's not like a two-sided thing. Like, there are people that pour the cereal in and then the milk on, and then there's just those people. The other people don't exist. I don't know. I've never met somebody who pours the milk in and then the cereal. But then it's a fun thing for the other people to make fun of those people. Then they don't even exist. They're not even on this planet, okay? So that is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is yesterday morning, I go to have cereal. I pour the cereal in. I go to the fridge. I open the fridge. There's no milk. Now that has to be one of the worst feelings. I felt like an idiot pouring the cereal back into the box after I poured it into a bowl. Then I got a dirty bowl. Now I got to clean the bowl. It happens once a year, possibly. Maybe not even that much, but when it does, it is the worst feeling ever. So now we're going to move on to a segment that's going to need a little bit of help from producer Amelia. And I gotta open this up because it's weird, okay? I'm an interesting person with interesting hobbies. And one of my recent hobbies have been, well, there's been two things. There's been memorizing, not even memorizing, just learning every single player who has won a golf major championship in the last 32 years. So since 1990, I'm confident I can tell you every single one. Now on a radio show, this might not play because Amelia has her laptop. I have my laptop. I'm going to close my laptop and she's just going to throw out a couple names. So Amelia, are you familiar with the four major golf championships?
No.
Okay. So you might want to write these down. We have the Masters. The Masters, obviously at Augusta National Golf Club, hosted there every single April. And it's probably golf's biggest tournament. The next one we have is the US Open. Not to be confused with the US Open of tennis. This is the US, it's run by the USGA. Next, we have the Open Championship. It's called the British Open over here, but over in Europe, they're like super obsessed with calling it the Open Championship. Finally, we have the PGA Championship. So you got all those written down. We're not going to do this forever, but I want Amelia to give me one year and one major, and then I'm going to tell her who won. I'm closing my laptop, and Amelia's going to validate that I'm closing my laptop.
He is.
Okay. And just to preface this, I don't have it in front of me. I haven't practiced. I'm just going off what I know.
Okay, you said 1990 to now?
Yes.
Okay. PGA Tour winner.
PGA Championship?
Yeah.
Okay.
1995.
Mark Brooks won in 96. Nick Price won in 94. Now this is super embarrassing. Can you give me the country where he's from? Now I will say the PGA Championship is the hardest one for sure.
Australia.
Steve Elkington?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Next major. Here we go.
So am I just doing like one from
Sure. Each? Yeah, do one from each major. And then you can randomize the year. Okay. This is pure entertainment, I must say.
I mean kind of. Masters 2001.
2001 Masters. Come on. Give me a harder one. That was Tiger Woods. He completed the Tiger Slam because he won the 2000 US Open, 2000 British Open, 2000 PGA Championship, and then he won the fourth in a row at the 01 Masters. Give me another Masters one.
Okay. Okay.
Mark O'Meara. Okay, moving on. We're going to move that. Can you validate that that's correct?
That's correct.
Okay. He also won the 1998 Open Championship. We're going to move on to the U.S. Open. U.S. Open, the United States Golf Association marquee event.
Okay. The winner for...
This might be a little bit more challenging for me, I might add.
1993.
That's a great... 93. I know it's between two people.
Who do you think?
It's between Lee Jansen or Ernie Els.
You got to pick one.
So Ernie Els won in 97. Lee Jansen won in 98. I want to say, I'm going to go with, you said 93?
Yep.
Lee Jansen.
Correct.
Okay. So we are correct. We're going to go on to the last one, which I might have a little bit of trouble with as well. The Open Championship, usually played in Scotland or Ireland, somewhere in that nature.
Two thousand two.
This is actually a tricky one. I think it's Ernie Els.
You're right.
And I am correct. So I believe that was 4 for 4. Not to brag. But we're going to move on to something even stranger, and we're not going to stay on this for long because it's odd. Okay, this is a bit of an interesting thing to know. The country of Africa, are you familiar?
That exists, yes.
You know Africa?
Yeah.
You know all the countries in Africa?
No.
Okay, so you're going to...
You mean the continent of Africa? Yeah.
No, I mean all the countries within Africa.
Okay. Yeah.
You are going to give me a country... And I'm going to tell you what countries border on that country.
Okay.
Okay. And if anyone following along, you want to pull up a map, I'm going to do my best. And I might botch the pronunciations because I have been learning. Like, I learn it on the computer and I don't like orally speak.
Okay.
Amelia's going to give me a country.
You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Mali.
Mali.
Yep. M-A-L-I.
So Mali's a larger country in the kind of the northwestern part of Africa.
That's correct.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like Mauritius or something like that.
Mauritania,
that was basically right.
Mm.
Burkina Faso?
Yep.
So that's interesting. Senegal?
No.
No. Nigeria?
Nope.
No, that one's too south. Algeria.
Yep.
So if it's Algeria, it can't be bordering on Liberia. Is there any other countries?
Also Guinea and Niger and
Niger, of course.
Maybe.
Okay, give me a country. Give me another country. Last one.
Sudan.
Sudan, this is a good one. So South Sudan borders on it. It's right below. Egypt. Mm-hmm. Don't shake your head and then say I got it right. That's not fair. So we got Egypt, South Sudan. To the right. Who would be to the right? Ethiopia.
Yep.
That's correct.
There's another one.
There's another one to the west.
There's another one also to the east.
It couldn't be Somalia.
Nope.
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's with an ER start.
Yep.
Eritrea.
Yep.
That's not the pronunciation, but I know that's right. And then to the west, we got one more country to the west.
Yeah. Two, kind of three.
Okay. Let's see here. Central African Republic.
Yep. For like a little
chunk. Just a little. Okay. Chad.
Yep.
And then one more. Liberia. Or Libre.
Libya?
Libya. That's okay. I messed that up. Overall, I'm pretty happy with that performance, though. I know that was probably super entertaining for everybody. But it is something I'm a very, I have an interesting brain in that I just like learning weird stuff like that, which is weird because I have picked up another hobby, which is chess, and I am an extremely bad chess player. I joined the Laurier Chess Club. Shout out to them. They're pretty cool. I haven't like gone to a meeting yet, but I like DM them on Instagram, went back and forth. And when... Obviously, being a golfer and all, I hear a lot, the age-old thing is, oh, I wish I started playing golf when I was younger. I wish I started playing chess when I was 4 years old so I could have these principles ingrained in my mind instead of having to think and sacrificing my rook and hanging my queen and then blundering my queen. It's just a gong show. So that's something that it kind of doesn't make sense to me. Why am I so bad at chess? We got a couple more things to talk about. If Amelia wants to participate in this segment too, it could be fun. I'll go first so she has some time because she's going to have to come up with a little bit of a list. But we got the Supreme menu, the Supreme fast food menu. So Friday night, right? Let's take a moment to imagine that you have all the money in the world and all the time in the world to go around to each individual fast food chain and pick out your favorite thing. So the way I structured the menu is burger, fries, shake, milkshake, and then a specialty item. So I said item weird. Specialty, something that's like, let's say like you could get like, trying to think, like a yogurt parfait at Tim Hortons if you want. Like that would be a specialty item. So starting off for me, I'll start with the burger. Amelia is going to think of her list. I have the Five Guys burger. Now the Five Guys burger is something that you can just rely on day in, day out. It's going to get you. It's not going to be the best burger you've ever tasted in terms of going to a restaurant, but in terms of fast food, it's something that you can go back to day in and day out and just have a good old fashioned burger. You can get the double bacon cheddar burger, which is phenomenal. And then moving on, fries. I got to stick with Old Faithful here. Mickey D's, McDonald's. They do fries really, really well.
As long as they're fresh.
Fresh fries. Brockville, Ontario. Probably about an hour away from Kingston, Ontario, is where I experienced the best McDonald's fries of my life. They were so hot, so salty. So McDonald's gets mine with fries. And then one thing that we're moving on to shake now. One thing that's incredibly special about the KW region that many, many Canadian cities wish they had the opportunity is Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A gets my shake, not only because they make a really good milkshake, but also the novelty of having a Chick-fil-A in Canada and just being able to flex that to like people from other universities. You guys don't have a Chick-fil-A? Are you kidding me? So that's going to take the cake there. The Chick-fil-A shake. I'm either a vanilla or chocolate. I'm not too picky. I don't have an insanely specific preference. Moving on, we have the specialty item. Now this is where we get creative in our list. And I think I did a pretty good job of getting creative, because I don't think a lot of people know about this item. Well, they know about the item. They don't know about what makes it so special is the A&W apple pie. Now you can go to McDonald's, you can get an apple pie in the green box, it's gonna be good. But when you go to A&W, it comes in this nice, almost waxy wrapping. You pull it out of the waxing, and all this powdered sugar and cinnamon just falls. And it's just glazed in this sugary, delicious powdering and casing that enwraps this delicious apple pie treat. So that is something that takes it for me. A&W, I'll be interesting to see what Amelia comes up with. But the A&W apple pie completes my list. So we got the Five Guys burger, McDonald's fries, the Chick-fil-A shake, and the A&W apple pie. And that sounds like a delicious meal to me. So we'll now move on to Amelia, who has been stirring over there. And what do you got for your burger?
Burger of choice is A&W. It would be Five Guys, but Five Guys is far too greasy.
I honestly back the A&W decision. I don't appreciate the cheap shot with the Five Guys grease comment.
I just don't like how greasy it is.
But the A&W does make, and they got that little guy on there, the little round guy, mm-hmm. on their little advertising campaign, and he does wonders for that business. He should be paid 15% of top line revenue. Like he does so much for their organization that. And I think his efforts go unheard sometimes.
Plus, I kind of like that A&W's got their own thing going on. It's not just like, oh, a regular cheeseburger. Oh, a regular burger. Or like bacon cheeseburger. They got the mama burger, the papa burger, the teenage burger, the grandpa burger, baby burger.
They really make you feel at home with these, like, oh, can I get the teenage burger, please? Like, I really feel connected to my burger.
Yeah, in fact, when I was younger, it used to be that me and my brother would order based on our ages. So, child, baby. Once we got to teenage status, you were getting a teen burger. Sorry about it.
And the other thing, too, is that a sneaky play you can do at A&W, the onion rings is another special, special meal. Is you can go the buddy burger route. You can get two buddy burgers. You can get some A&W onion rings, and you're having yourself a great meal. Mm-hmm. You can customize these burgers. You can get one with a certain amount of toppings and another one with a different amount of toppings, and it is a delicious meal. It's filling because they're two buddy burgers, but they're not super small like you would maybe get at McDonald's. They're nice little size. So A&W for burger.
Yeah.
Moving on to French fries. Where is Amelia Arlen getting her French fries from? Unlimited time, unlimited money.
Okay, I want to say McDonald's, because when they're fresh, they're great. But they're not always fresh. And sometimes they're kind of like soggy and just kind of like flop over. And I don't really like that. So it might have to be somewhere else.
So it's somewhere else. It's not McDonald's, because it's a consistency thing from the sounds of it. It's not it's not a matter of their ability, their potential.
Yeah.
But it's more of their consistency that doesn't do it for you. That's fair. It's a fair comment.
Burger King.
Get out.
No.
That is an unacceptable
Their answer. Consistency is great. Thickness, great. Salt level, perfect. It's fine. They're the most consistent.
I do not roll with BK. The only time I go to BK is if I'm at like an en route traveling home and you have to get, there's no other options. What are you going to get? Starbucks, Burger King, or are you going to get the market? Are you going to go
a boatload of snacks from the market?
Yeah, which cost $8.99 for half a yogurt. Anyway,
okay.
Shake.
You said time's unlimited.
Time is unlimited.
Can it be like any point in the year?
It can be any point in the year. It has to be a fast food establishment.
Okay. So, limited edition. Only the month of March.
Oh.
McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
I've never had one.
Delicious. I have one, at least one, every single year.
Is it mint?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to try that.
Delicious. But if it's just like a normal day, then I'll go with a triple thick vanilla milkshake from McDonald's.
Did you say triple thick?
That's what it is.
Oh, I thought you were like customizing it. Anyway,
no.
That's a pretty good ranking.
But no cherry. I don't like cherries.
You can just throw the cherry out. You don't have to ask for it off. Finally, what I'm most interested in is the specialty item. Have you thought of something?
This one's a thinker.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Thinkers.
At first, I was kind of like, you know, a donut from Tim Hortons just sounds good right now.
Yeah.
But any point, double chocolate. But the birthday cake donuts were delicious. And if they brought them back, I'd order 12 and eat them all in a day.
Okay.
Because while the birthday cake Timbits are good, they're different than the donut was.
If that makes sense. The frustrating thing about your list is that every time I ask you what you're about to pick, you rag on like three different chains before you actually pick your selection.
I don't. I didn't this time.
So birthday cake donut from Tim Hortons. Yeah. Also never have tried.
That was a limited edition thing. That was like for a day when Tim Hortons turned.
Okay. 50. Wow. Happy birthday, Tim Hortons.
But the other one that I get like frequently would be the little mini donuts from Harvey's, the sugar ones. They're delicious.
It's funny you bring up Harvey's because I had something listed for the end of the show, and it says just all I wrote down was I do not. I'm trying to find another word that instead of the word I use, but I do not. I am not a Harvey's guy.
Me neither, for the most part.
Harvey's, my roommate loves it, but it's just not.
It's not.
When you can choose between A&W and Harvey's, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I choose A&W, except for the fact that their chicken nuggets and chicken tenders at Harvey's are pretty good. They're the right like crispiness level. That's the only thing that I'll substitute on, and the donuts.
Very fair, very fair.
For example, the last, I think it was men's hockey game I went to. Before I went to the hockey game, I went on campus to the Harvey's. Got 8 donuts, took them to the game. Because they're like little mini ones.
I was going
to
say you ate 8 donuts?
No. They're just the little ones. So I took my little box of donuts, went to the game, had a great warm snack.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Finally, last question I would like to address. When we're talking a lot about food. You know, I can't riff on sports for 2 hours straight. I know I said I was going to talk longer than anyone's ever talked before in my life. Quoting Jim Valvano, of course, the great 1983 NCAA basketball coach. But I can't, so that's fine. We're going to go on to the Ask Khan segment. Now, I got this question emailed in or sent in to me one way or the other. And it said, Khan, what is more essential, chips and salsa at a Mexican sit-down restaurant or bread at an Italian restaurant? Now, there's a couple things we got to look into here because both are very essential, right? You go to a Mexican sit-down, and if there's no chips and salsa on the table, I doubt you're coming back, because the chips and the salsa, I feel like that is more expected at a Mexican restaurant than it is at an Italian restaurant to have bread out. I feel like that's a fair thing to say. However, if an Italian restaurant does not have bread out, and I'm dining there, and I have a great meal, I go on and I enjoy my entree, I'm more likely to come back. Even though I do like the bread in an Italian restaurant more, if it's not there, I'm still more likely to come back than if there's no chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant. My meal could be amazing, okay? At a Mexican restaurant, my meal could be absolutely amazing. And if there's no chips and salsa, I might not be coming back to that restaurant, to that establishment. And I think that is 100% fair. So wrapping up the show, We talked a lot about a lot of different things. We quizzed my international geography. Why we did that, you guys are probably still wondering. But the moral of the show is that there's two basketball games tonight. I hope everyone tunes in to OUA TV. And at home games, it's going to be brought to you by OUA TV and Radio Laurier. Same with away games. Like, Radio Laurier is, we're on the up and up. We're
doing the most.
We're investing in new equipment in our studios. There are major things going on. And I'm just along for the ride. It's been a privilege to watch these young minds work and to bring you the best product. And I know this show with me hosting it might not be the best product, but when we're talking about OUA sports, we're talking about OUA basketball, football, hockey. These are all high quality products that I'm proud to have my name associated with. And I'm proud to get messages saying that, wow, that was a great game. You guys did a great job. And it was awesome to see people back. I know we're going back to the in-person stuff, and it was awesome to see people back in person playing sports. And it just makes me so happy. I was sitting in class the other day, just practicing, just being thankful that I'm able to just chat with people across from me, and I'm not looking into a Zoom. And it's just really, really good to be back. And as we go into playoffs, I hope everyone takes some time to enjoy some live sports, because it's super special, and I'm just glad everyone's able to do it. So until next time, until next Friday at 4:30 p.m., Talk the Hawk is out.